I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go.
On a bitterly cold Saturday morning, I'm driving west on Highway 2 across north central Minnesota. There isn't much traffic today. Apparently not many people want to go for a drive when it's 25 below. Bemidji is my destination, and my main reason for venturing out on this frigid date is to attend a concert tonight. KBXE is sponsoring the event, which features two top-notch Twin Cities performers, Paul Spring and Gospel Machine, and it should be a great night. But I came over early to learn more about tonight's venue, the Rail River Folk School. You're not likely to stumble across it as you drive through town. It's a bit off the beaten track, but it's worth the journey. The building is an old warehouse located on the southwest side of the railroad tracks, just across from the Bemidji Depot, and just off Lake Irving and the Mississippi River. I enter through tonight's performance space. It's a marvelous old room, wood and brick everywhere, posts and beams, with a high peaked roof and a stage just across from the door. At this time of day, the room's brightly illuminated by narrow wooden framed windows that are located about 10 feet above the floor. It gives the wood a bright, warm glow. I pass through a large, heavy warehouse door, which must be about 8 inches thick, and down a winding hallway to the office to find out more about the building and what goes on here.
My name is Jessica Saucedo, and I'm one of the co-founders of Rail River Folk School. Historically, a folk school generally has one or two themes. You know, you can look back in history and talk about folk schools being some of the places that were maybe in areas that were rural and not as many resources, and it was a place for the community to come together to share and learn about traditional folk skills. But what it also always has is a component where the education goes beyond just that tacit learning and does a lot to connect its community to resources. I know historically some of them were helping folks to learn to read for the first time so maybe they could become informed voters. We also see that too as a folk school is a means to gather the commonwealth of knowledge in a rural area and get hands-on and get different generations working together and really finding that sweet spot where people start to learn and have fun at the same time. Rail River Folk School is an idea that turned into a space to gather community focused on sustainability and education. Really pride ourselves on having programming that is not only inclusive of a lot of different types of people in our community, but also is powered by people's ideas. What you'll see here is just about anything in terms of arts, music, food, and grassroots action. We have anchor tenants here, so a Monday through Friday might look like your average office suite. We've got the Indigenous Environmental Network, the Region 2 Arts Council. Then as things kind of change throughout the afternoon, you would maybe see a rap group getting together in a recording studio in the basement to cut a few tracks, maybe try to catch a few new beats, collaborating with some of the other musicians that would be in the studio downstairs.
I've always found that food is an important element in bringing people together and building community, and Rail River has that base covered too. During the summer, they're the host site for the Foiled Rotten Food Truck.
So the food truck is something that we've always known we needed. And we started it off as a fledgling summer business ourselves. Myself and my husband, Saul Saucedo, was the chef, purchasing a really basic food truck and getting that up and running. We tried a few things ourselves and then realized we didn't have full capacity. And thank goodness we passed off the business over to Foiled Rotten. And in partnership with Foiled Rotten and Julia Oxenrider, she brings burritos that are just lovely and gourmet and a new menu every week. What she always tries to do is incorporate seasonal and fresh things and a lot of fun. So it's a hangout spot. It's got that food truck feel and got a patio space that's shared with Rail River Folk School and all the tenants here. So it brings in a lot of community just gathering around burritos.
I've already mentioned the unique building that houses the Rail River Folk School, and I took a tour with Jessica to learn a little more about it.
Well, the building is the magnet, I do believe. It has drawn many people here, and what it is from its conception was a fruit warehouse. It served this community as a hub for foods coming in off the railroad and also was the hub for where local produce farmers would drop their shipments here. And there's freight elevators and cold storage, a giant walk-in cooler, and all that was the early system of food distribution here in town. We found it as an office suite, and there was one or two renovations that really made some of the industrial space a little more usable, and that's where we moved in. The warehouse itself, the River Room, which many people are familiar with because it's held so many community events, is the dry storage area that's, you know, connected to the loading docks. So that's a big room full of old growth post and beam construction. It's beautiful, and it lends a lot of warmth with its brick, and musicians love it, artists love it, so the building does have a life of its own, and we really try to honor that, and we've been rewarded with little surprise reveals when we've taken down this wall and that. We really try to work with its lovely imperfection, and we see it as sort of a home away from home for gatherings of all the stuff we love to do in community.
There were several other spaces we didn't visit on this Arctic Saturday. Those were the marina and the garden.
This building has had other owners, and the last owner actually had a marina here, and we've inherited that business. We love our access to the water. It's a big part of our green space, and that marina is probably the best kept secret in town. The 14 slips, and we have dedicated customers that actually tell us they don't want to tell their friends about it, so it can stay nice and quiet down there. But that being said, you know, it is access to Lake Irving and the Mississippi River, and draw from the fact that every now and then we get a canoe person on their way to New Orleans from the headwaters and things like that. So the marina is a place that, yes, is for boats, but it's also a nice gathering spot. That's where we have hosted our arts festivals. Rail River was inspired by the idea. The name comes from the fact that a very important part of the Mississippi River is still flowing north. You also have this railroad. So we see it as where sort of the natural flow of things kind of crosses with that good old American industrial get or done attitude. And we're definitely both of those things. Garden, you know, is one of the original projects that Simone Senegals brought to the table and Indigenous Environmental Network. It's a learning garden. We try to use and demonstrate different styles of gardening that are true to sustainability, permaculture, a raised bed. We've got polycarbonate greenhouse. We've got our herbal garden. We've got higelkultur, which is a compost hill that you do your planting right in. And it's kind of always brought together through the Sustainable Tuesdays group was kind of the host of it. And there's a permaculture group. Diana Kuklinski helped bring in our pollinator gardens. We really do try to demonstrate different things that people can do in their homes that would not only increase the sustainability in an environmental way, but maybe would allow for a little in-home garden. The garden changes every year. Its theme, the people that contributed to it. You know, so again, it's much like the rest of Rail River, and we'll see what it is this year.
This is close to home, and I'm talking with Jessica Saucedo of the Rail River Folk School. I asked Jessica what she envisions for the future.
Well, in our wildest dreams, I see a larger outdoor festivals that are sponsored and in collaboration with other musicians, other entities. We do have a larger wellness initiative. We work with Be Well that looks to bring together some things around community health, community wellness, working with families and working with different components of our community. And I like to think that we are sort of the base camp for the idea around our rail corridor in this town, creative placemaking and community development that's rooted in some of the values of sustainability, being a hub for true-to-place kind of development. That's really big picture stuff, but we can see it emerging with some of our partners already.
As I look at the wide variety of programs, the building, the marina, the gardens, the food truck, and with the talk of sustainability, I can't help but wonder, how do you financially sustain a project like this?
So those anchor tenants become really critical. Those are the folks that have dedicated office space. Without them, we wouldn't be able to pay the heat bill for the concert tonight. Also, finding ways to rent the space on sort of a one day or a few hours a week. They have a marginal commitment, but allows us to pre-plan. And I'll be honest, we've taken in loans from family. We have tapped into resources that really wouldn't be thought of in a traditional business structure. But we are invested in that social entrepreneurialism. And Rail River is a collective of people. From a standpoint of being in the black, we are far from it. Rail River basically is sort of a way that we can offer one or two days a month, really, that we can offer the space up for, you know, a nominal fee to allow some of these things to happen. And sometimes we pay for that. Sometimes we rob from Peter to pay Paul. That's kind of the nature of this business. It's not something that's ever going to be a get-rich-quick kind of situation, but we have had the fortunate influx of help from family and friends and constantly volunteers. And just when we think we're down to our last dollar, someone will come and rent the space, even to the point where, you know, you feel like you're just too poor to even go on, and someone will walk in with some wild rice and honey for that day, and you just feel rich again. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but there is more to life than the working for the paycheck. And honestly, I've been called crazy and called passionate, but it's one of those things that does allow for a lot of really good things to come into our lives, and I put a price tag on that.
Crazy? No. Dedicated and passionate? Absolutely. There certainly are a lot of good things going on at the Rail River Folk School, and the key to its success seems to lie in the community partnerships and relationships that are being built. Finally, I asked Jessica what she wanted to let people know about the Rail River Folk School.
Well, I think that one thing that Rail River really does stand for is just bringing together that tradition and innovation, and that when you're thinking about doing something that, as an individual, you want to contribute, you want to be a part of a community, even if you're not here in town, or if you just kind of keep that spirit alive, when you bring people together around food, around music, there's so much more that happens, and it's kind of the magic secret ingredient in what is community. And I just really want to invite folks to come check us out, see what's happening, check out our website to see our calendar, to see how many different kinds of things there are available, and feel free to pop in and see what you can bring. That's always part of what's cool here, is that you never know who walks through the door. And we've always had an open door policy, and I just really commend our area for embracing this idea. And as we grow, we really are hopeful that we find more and more creative ways to keep it available and going on.
The interview ended, and I went into the River Room where sound checks were being done for tonight's show and listened to Paul Spring rehearsing. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.